Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And this is our 100th episode of Scripture Spotlight. We are in... the confetti's going off in the back, I guess. we're in Philippians chapter 1. In this idea of being like Paul, Paul's using himself as an example here. And ultimately talking about, obviously, others before self. But today we're in chapter 1, verses 28 through 30, which says this: "In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me."
Okay, so verse 28, the fact that they are opponents is a sign of destruction for them. They are God's enemies if they are opposing faithful Christians, which means that there will be eternal punishment. That's what he says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. So don't be alarmed to the point of ineffectiveness. Know that you're on the winning side. You just got to keep on keeping on and do what's right. And it's a sign of salvation for you, and that is from God if you're willing to have that selfless attitude and continue to work on being that. But, you know, he talks about, starting in verse 29, about the idea of suffering. You know, a lot of the suffering sometimes will cause people to turn on one another. Sometimes we cause our own suffering by turning on one another. Yeah. But if we're living righteously, you know, you working things out doesn't mean you're going to end suffering, but it means that, you know, it's just part of living for Jesus.
Well, and part of living life, too, is that, you know, it's going to be more difficult to, you know, to apply some of these principles and get along with people whenever emotions are high. You know, that's just a part of life. It's hard sometimes to be more reasonable and get along with people whenever emotions are high, whenever things are stressful and all this kind of stuff. And so Paul's reminding them right after he tells them, hey, y'all need to get along and have this, you know, walk in a manner worthy of the gospel, that, you know, this is not something that should be stressing you out or something. You know, this is, you're on the Lord's side and you've got him behind you. So be followers of him, you know, reaffirming kind of this principle that, you know, you're not fighting for anything. The only thing you're fighting really is each other. So. That's right.
And he says that, the ESV says it's been granted to you. What did the New American Standard say? Verse 29.
Yeah, it's been granted for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that word granted comes from the noun, same root word from which grace comes. And there's a sense in which suffering is a gift of grace. How you handle suffering can be a powerful teacher. So grab a hold of that opportunity that's been given to you. See suffering as an opportunity. We talked about that a lot in 1 Peter.
I said, this is sounding like 1 Peter.
Yeah, but see it as an opportunity to grow. They had witnessed Paul's suffering while he had been imprisoned there at Philippi. You saw that one. And now you're hearing about the current imprisonment that Paul's going through. And you should understand what goes along with that. Just count it all joy when you suffer for Christ's sake.
Yeah, use this as a, you know, as a something to pull you together and not pull you apart. Put you together, not pull you apart.
Because you're engaged in the same conflict.
Yeah. This is, you know, don't fight each other and look at the common enemy you have, I think is really more the idea here. Realize that you have opponents, but it's not each other. You know, it's not the people that's sitting right beside you in the pew. It's the people that are against the Lord. So ally yourselves with the Lord and those who have also put on the name of Christ, and not, you know, each other. The Satan, by the way, loves whenever we become more focused on each other than more focused on defeating him, because if we can stay focused on inward battles in the church and creating division and all that, then we're kind of doing Satan's job for him, which may put a new perspective on that. But you know, when we're busy fighting each other, then the Lord doesn't have to, Satan rather doesn't have to cause us to fight, and he certainly doesn't have to worry about us having a positive impact on the unchurched around us. So don't do Satan's job for him. Ally yourselves with these same people that are sitting beside you that have also taken on Christ's name, and you know, look out for your common opponent, in that, you know, you're on the same side.
Yeah, just count it all joy when you suffer for Christ's sake. Suffer. If you suffer for doing wrong, there's nothing to be proud of.
Yeah.
If you suffer for doing what's right, there's value in that. That's why we give the Medal of Honor to those who have gone above and beyond the duty in the military. They've suffered for right, and that there's some value in that. But these times are going to come. How are you going to act? Well, you saw when I was in jail in Philippi, I was suffering. What did I do? I used it as an opportunity to preach and teach the gospel. You are hearing about how that I'm being imprisoned now. What am I doing? I'm using it for an opportunity to preach and teach the gospel.
So, I just got done writing about the Praetorian Guard preaching to.
So you take advantage of that as well and suffer for Christ's sake, and be like me, follow his example, of Paul's example of putting others before self, having that mindset of what it's really all about, and that's the gospel. And by the way, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that he says this same conflict in verse 30, and I think that does point back to, you know, earlier in this chapter where it's maybe this conflict in him of, you know, do I become mad that there's people, also, there's other gospel preachers that are taking my place while I'm stuck here in prison? Or am I just going to use it as an opportunity to preach the gospel? You know, and that's that conflict earlier where he says, I don't care where they're teaching Christ from, but if Christ is proclaimed, then that's great. You know, so that's that.
It's all about winning souls.
Yeah.
It's all about preaching and teaching the gospel, which, by the way, this is our 100th episode. And I do want to say that that's the point of all of this that we're doing is we say our tagline is that the text is the star of the show. It really is. It doesn't really matter what Garrett thinks. It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the Bible says. And we hope that you're seeing that that's what we're trying to do is just you know, pull from the text what the message of the text is. And there's a lot of thank yous that are should go around for a lot of people that have made this happen, people that have financially supported our efforts, bought microphones for us and things of that nature. For the Excel Still More podcast, all of that network that allows us to be not have to do as much stuff, and we can focus more on what we're doing. So Garrett Bernethy and all the people behind the scenes, I want to thank Garrett, of course. This, selfishly, this is something that I love doing because it makes my son spend time with me whenever we have to record this and do it all the time. But it's been a great blessing for me to study along with you. Anytime you study God's Word, I think it's a blessing. But we're thankful for all of you listeners, because without you, what we're doing wouldn't really matter at all anyway. So just thank you to everyone that's made this possible. Thank you to the Lord for blessing, we feel like, blessing what we're doing here. And we hope that we can continue to point you to the text and bring glory to God and to our Lord and to the Holy Spirit as we try to just expose what God's Word says.
Yep. We we're thankful for the opportunity, and we're thankful for y'all listening in. We hope that we can continue and maybe get another 100 episodes and see where the Lord takes it. But we're grateful for...
maybe we'll be done with Philippians by 200.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're grateful for y'all listening in and spending this time with us in God's Word. We'll spend more time in God's Word, Lord willing, tomorrow and the following days on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.